No reading of Rumi or anything?
Yeah, I'm not quite all together yet. I am really out of it. Oh, boy.
Hawaii's good.
I flew high.
Gets you out of the routine.
It does.
We don't have to.
Oh, I want to. With love, you cannot bargain. There, the choice is not yours. Love is a mirror. It reflects only your essence if you have the courage to look into its face. Thus speaks Ruby.
Shall I start?
Sure.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, my gosh, we've been doing this for so many years now. It's like, what more is there to say? But yet, we will, of course, because there's always more to say. But you know, one of the main things really is just the inner experience, that all we have to do is keep showing up. Just like you show up to class here, it's no different, you know, for the meditation. It's called just show up and be. Because when you show up with the intention to awaken to the spirit of who you are, it'll begin to take place. But it is through your actions that you allow it to take place. And, of course, where you choose to hold your attention. So, if you want to awaken to the spirit, simply hold your attention on the spirit. And then allow spirit to do the rest. All we have to do is bring ourselves to that state of awareness and awakening to begin to see, to hear, to know that inner movement, the movement of the divine. And then all we have to do is follow that. Simply follow along, letting love lead the way. But you know, sometimes in this process, as we are awakening to that spiritual loving that we call the spirit, that inner light, that inner sound, there's this process that we go through of awakening beyond the illusion, awakening beyond that which in a sense darkens us, that holds us back from the true knowing of who we are as that inner light and sound. And so it's important to remember that this is part of the journey, to allow yourself to awaken to that inner light. In a sense, you need to allow yourself to journey through the darkness, to let it be okay that you experience being in a state of darkness. That's simply part of the journey. And just know that over time, gradually, day by day, step by step, that as you sit down and allow yourself to hold your attention on the divine, you will awaken. It simply takes time. That's all. It just takes time. One of the ways that I really begin to know the loving, when I was first not aware of what really is loving, the spiritual loving, not the loving attachment in the world, but the spiritual loving, the unconditional loving, that state of detachment and neutrality where all things truly are okay. There's nothing that is not in that state of God being. It is simply a state of awakening and knowing. One of the key indicators and things that I have looked at and knew, begin to find in the beginning was a sense of longing. You may find yourself longing, wanting to know, wanting to awaken, wanting to be with God, not even knowing what that is, but you know there's something inside of you. Sometimes we experience it as an emptiness, as an empty shell. We know there's something more, so we're looking, searching, seeking, asking, wanting. And so begins the journey. But one of the key indicators is the longing. That longing is God calling our soul home. So one of the things I would say is to follow that longing. See where that longing takes you. Because I know that longing is that inner calling. And as we respond to that longing, we are responding to that inner calling. Because that is calling, God calling us home. We simply have not come to that state of awareness to maybe know that that's what that is. So we look in the world. We may call it depression. We may call it sadness, frustration, impatience, anger. Those are all just simply outer reflections, poor reflections of the greater truth that is behind those experiences, those reflections of darkness. The greater truth that is underneath all that is simply the soul's longing to once again awaken, to know itself, to know that it is one with God, one with its creator. So as you look inside of yourself and you find yourself beginning to experience that longing, listen to the longing. Look at the longing. As the Rumi quote just said, you must face the reflection. So as you face that, just like as you look in the mirror here, you begin to see yourself physically. Well, when you look in the mirror of your consciousness, that is how you begin to see the light and the truth of who you are. So don't be afraid to look. Know inside of you that that longing, that which you may call sadness, depression, or those things in the world, it's simply a poor, poor outer reflection of the greater truth, of the purity of spirit that you are. I remember many years ago when I lived in California, when I really went through what I called my few years of depression, that was when I really woke up to that greater longing inside. I remember driving around some nights crying. I remember driving around one Saturday night feeling lonely and longing, looking in the world to fulfill that part of me. I was driving around on my own looking to be in the loving, not knowing how to do that. Driving around, I had a two-pound bag of M&Ms. You ever do that? You know, eating to kind of quench or quell the emotional state. It's like midnight. I stopped in some 24-hour market, bought this bag of M&Ms, ate M&Ms, drove around Santa Barbara crying my eyes out. And so it is, the way the reflection goes in the world. I know it's funny, but I'll tell you what, when I was going through it, it wasn't so funny at the time. But I came to know through those outer expressions were simply outer reflections of what really that deeper sense of longing. I was simply trying to find a way to fulfill that part inside of me that was longing to be home with God. And I was even meditating at the time. I had been meditating for a few years at that point. But yet here I was, still experiencing the depth of the sadness of separation, the depth of the longing. It doesn't matter what we call it. It really is a sense of separation. But I came to find that no matter how many M&Ms I ate, no matter how much I cried or drove around looking in the world, it never answered it. And I did that weekend after weekend. It's just amazing. And so over time, I began to become more and more aware that obviously the outer behaviors or expressions wasn't fulfilling that part of me. The good news was that I was sitting down, or in my case, laying down, because that's the way I meditate most of the time, every day, going inside, giving myself the space and the time to begin to really search for and discover the greater knowing, the greater experience to have the knowing. It's not just knowing it in information. It's knowing it through our experience. And that is done through the meditation. And so I would sit down daily and do the meditation, awakening a little by a little by a little until the greater fullness came about. And so these are just processes and awarenesses, the things we'll do and experience along the way. And so part of the journey is really allowing yourself to walk through the illusion, to walk through the darkness or the reflection, knowing that that's just simply part of the process that the soul has come in here to walk through, to have experience. But never lose sight of the fact, of the truth, of who you are, and what it is you're really seeking for, searching for. That even as I was driving around and eating my M&Ms and crying, I was still paying attention to what was going on inside of me. I mean, it was pretty evident the emotional level of what was going on. And I knew mentally what I was going through. But in that was me trying to really answer that inner longing. that beingness where I no longer felt separate, that I really experienced a greater fullness of loving and being in that oneness with God. And so to this day, I look at all those experiences, realizing the process to awakening, that truly it's all okay. It's amazing how down we can get on ourselves, how hard we make it. But yet it is so simple. It is so simple, we miss it. All we have to do, just like we start off every class, is sit down, close our eyes, bring our attention within, call ourselves within to give the time, to give the focus, holding the attention at the seat of the soul, that we give ourselves the opportunity to awaken to the experience of loving. Pay attention. Watch for that purple light. Watch for the blue, the white, the gold. Listen for the inner sounds. Pay attention if you hear the ringing in your ears. Feel that movement. Feel the sensations on the top of your head at your spiritual eye center. And allow yourself to know what that is. Look, listen, feel, and know. That's all you have to do. But in that, it is not a state of just simply passivity, but be active. Be loving. Share your loving. Chant the names. And if you're not chanting the names, then share your loving in another way. Simply say, I love you, Lord. I love myself. I love my soul. I love who I am. And I love all these experiences that I'm having in my journey of life. Physically, imaginatively, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously, and soulically. Thank you, Lord, for all that has taken place within me, both inwardly and outwardly. When you really begin to have that level of gratitude, you'll find yourself moving into a greater state of acceptance. And then that acceptance comes the greater awakening. You'll begin to experience that inner peace, the inner stillness. And in that stillness, the knowing of God within will begin to stir. It will stir you awake. That is now you having brought yourself to that place of peace. Peace be still and know that I am. That's your job, to bring yourself to that place of peace by you sharing your loving with God inside. And when you do that and find yourself coming to that place of stillness, that is where you'll begin to awaken to the greater truth that we call God. And then God will do God's part. And as you allow God to do God's part, which is simply loving who you are, that's where the greater awakening will begin to take place, where you begin to know the greater actions of spirit, the greater knowing of the light and the sound, the greater knowing of that river of loving as it lifts you and carries you along the inner journey of life, the spiritual journey. No matter what you're doing in your physical body, it does not matter what is going on in your physical life. Get that straight inside of you. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with what's going on inside of you. So choose to hold your attention to the inner, that inner centered place of peace where that stillness resides, so that you can awaken to that greater knowing. And that greater knowing is a fantastic journey. That's where you'll begin to discover and have those inner experiences that you've been seeking, searching for, wanting so deeply, that you've been longing for. And as you begin to experience and allow that to unfold and awaken within you, that's where you'll begin to find the greater answer, the answer to all the questions you've ever had. the answer to the only question there really is. And then your life takes on a whole new light, so to speak, that you begin to see through that greater light, the greater knowing of who you are. That's the greater awakening. And you begin to live that living, loving essence of the Lord that you are more and more each day. Sometimes you'll even see it as a subtle glow. The world will appear just as a glow of light. You'll still see all the physical objects, but you begin to be aware of that greater luminescence that everything in creation takes on. That you begin to recognize the spirit in all of creation, manifest and unmanifest. That's a great way to live your life. But just know the steps, know the journey. You hear what Jim and I share? We share from our own experience. And what we share is not about the information. The information is only to support you in your own awakening, to know the steps that you can take, to have your own experience so that you know the truth for yourself. The truth shall set you free. It's automatic because, you see, the truth is freedom. It's not that it sets you free. The truth is freedom. So as you live the truth of who you are, you'll live the freedom. You'll have the freedom. You'll experience it and know it in the greater fullness. And then in that living, you'll begin to see that you are loving in action. And that loving in action not only is a great state of awareness and beingness to be in, but then you begin to see what I like to call the magic, or what people call miracles, but yet it is just simply a normal, ordinary state of being, of the truth of spirit, because that's how spirit is. So when Jim and I share what we share, know that it's not the information. This is just simply who we are, sharing our loving because we love. It's in the sharing of our loving. It does not matter what the expression of loving looks like. What matters is the expression of loving. I really don't care about the information unless it helps direct me to me having my own experience. What I care about is that expression, that sharing, that movement of loving. That as we open up and allow ourselves to share that greater truth of how we are with one another, that's how we serve one another, to come into the greater knowing of what that inner movement of loving is. Just as in the Rumi quote of the reflection, seeing in the mirror, well, guess what we all are for one another? The mirror of consciousness. But as we look in that mirror, as we look in one another's eyes, we can either choose to look at the reflection, or we can begin to choose to look at the truth. The truth, the expression of loving. So realize that as you walk in this world, looking in one another's eyes, it's a choice of what you choose to see in that mirror. So if you choose to see the loving, you're going to get the loving. And you'll begin to awaken more and more to the loving, because that's where you are choosing to hold your attention and your focus. And then take that inside in meditation. Take that loving inside that you may experience interaction with one another here. And take it inside and hold it at the seat of the soul. And allow that loving to lift you and stir you to the greater knowing of who you really are. The fullness of your own soul, the fullness of your own loving. And in that loving and sharing that with yourself, you have that much more to share with others. What goes around comes around, good or bad, doesn't matter. All that matters is what you choose. So as they say, make your choices wisely, because you're going to get what comes with those choices. And no matter what you get, no matter what hand is dealt to you, you can always make good of it, no matter what it is. Whether you're going to play a bluff, whether you're going to fold or play the hand to go for the win. It's all part of the game. And as we play the game, we get to know all those different aspects of self. So enjoy playing the game. Enjoy the journey. And realize it is a game, but it's a game of discovery. It's not a game of winning and losing. It is simply a game of learning, learning the loving, learning through your discovery, through all of your experiences in this world, but when you're on a spiritual journey, more so about that world, the spiritual worlds. So no matter what happens in your physical life, always come back to the inner. What's going on inside there? What's present here and now? Are you experiencing the light of your soul? Or are you experiencing yourself caught up in the mind and the belief systems? Or the emotions? You finding yourself emotionally attached and caught up in the reactions? Or do you have a fantasy running of the way you would love things to be, but yet that's not how they are? Or whatever the physical experience may be. Maybe you're enjoying what you're doing. Maybe you're not. Regardless, just simply pay attention to whatever is going on in any given moment and realize in that moment you have a choice. You and who you are can begin to refocus, can begin to focus and direct yourself to where you want to live, to how you want to experience your life inwardly in any given circumstance, in any moment. And know that the journey is simply stepping through all of those experiences that we go through. Again, imagination, physically, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously. And just know that as you do that, that's all you need to do. Keep choosing the loving, and the loving will begin to lift you through all of the experiences, no matter what they are, good or bad. It will lift you. It will lift you into the greater knowing, through the darkness, through the outer reflection, to the greater truth of the inner knowing through your direct inner experience. So hold the focus. Give yourself the chance and the opportunity to awaken to that greater truth. That journey is so much greater than anything you could ever experience in this world. I don't care how beautiful you may find a place on the planet, how good tasting a food may be, or the most wonderful scents you may smell, or the most beautiful sounds you may hear in this world. Nothing compares in this world to what you'll experience in the world of the spirit. So if you like to travel, travel in spirit. If you like food, eat of the spirit. If you like the smells of whatever pleasant things there may be, as flowers. See, my mind just kicked in trying to think of, well, what could that be? What's a pleasant smell? Whatever it may be that you find pleasant in this world, enjoy those things. But take the pleasantness inside and allow that pleasantness to awaken the greater joys of spirit, the joy of the awakening and the true knowing. That journey is a great journey. So just continue the journey. No matter how many more years we'll be keep getting together like this and saying the same thing in different ways, let's keep doing that. Bring your friends along. Kick your friends out. Do whatever you want. Do it all in loving. The journey never stops. So you might as well just get on board. What is it? If you can't beat them, join them. So you might as well just join the journey of life, which is truly a journey of loving, even when it doesn't look like it. I kid you not, the last couple of months, I've gone through a few things that I would not call pleasant inside of myself and my own reactions. And my God, it did not stop the journey. the same time, the very next morning, after a bad day, I had wonderful experience of yet a greater awakening and the knowing of that greater truth of who I am. One of my fears have always been, oh my God, if I go into reaction and get caught up in the muck and the mire, I'm going to fall from the graces of God and not know that greater awakening that I'm so longing for and seeking for. And you know what? It's just not true. It's not true. No matter how hard and how down you find yourself at any given point, when you truly have the intention to awaken, to know the greater truth of who you are and that oneness and loving, it is still going on. All we're doing is walking through the illusion of the world. That's all. All the reactions, all the upsets, they are simply illusions of the reflection in this world. That's it. All we do is give them power. When we get caught up in it and do that, I do it too. The key is to let it be okay. Not to judge it, not to fear it, but let it be okay. If you find yourself caught up in reaction, let it be okay. Let it be okay and then begin to accept the process of life. Don't try to avoid it anymore. Just allow it to unfold, because the sooner you let go of your attachments to not reacting, the sooner you come into acceptance and set yourself free by not fearing or judging those reactions. You give yourself that opportunity to get free, again, by what you choose to do inside. And then the loving begins to stir. And then you begin to experience, as we always say, love it all. Love everything. Love every experience you have, inwardly and outwardly. So many times, Jim and I are asked, how can I love it all? I'm so upset. Love your upsetness. Well, I can't do that. I'm too upset. Then accept your upsetness. That's what I'm saying right now. Accept your upsetness. Let it be okay. Just the other week, somebody came to me and say, I feel like I can't be upset. It's not right. You guys say I need to be in this joyful, loving, happy space. I'm going, when have we ever said you have to be in a joyful, loving, happy space? That's the goal, so to speak. But how do you get there? How do you get to be in that joyful, loving, happy space? Acceptance. Forgiveness. And ways I found to do that is to acknowledge, I'm upset right now. It's called be honest with yourself, no matter what's going on. Don't judge. Don't deny. Don't try to avoid those negative experiences in life. Accept them as part of life. As you accept them, you will begin to find, just as I have, a greater freedom. Because no longer do you have fear, judgment, expectation, or attachment involved. You are free of that. You simply walk through the experience in freedom. But no longer are you entrapped because of the inner state of being that you have chosen to walk through those experiences. That's loving. That's why you often hear us talk about neutrality or unconditional loving. Unconditional loving. No conditions, no expectations, no attachments. Just pure loving and acceptance of every experience that ever was, could be, or is. That's freedom. That's the non-attachment. That's neutrality. That's unconditional loving. That's the true spiritual loving that has nothing to do with what we call loving or attachments in the world. So these are the ways that you can come to know for yourself what is it these guys are talking about. What is neutrality? How can I have my own understanding of knowing what that really is? These are the ways. Meditate. Love. If you can't love, accept. If you can't do that, forgive. forgive it all. Forgive yourself, forgive others, forgive God. Forgive your attachments, fears, judgments, expectations, wants, needs, whatever they are. Forgive it. That's the simplicity that we've laid out in ILM. And I know, because that's the life I've lived, to come to the knowing of all these keys or tools by using them. And that's the main key, is to use it, to apply it, to take action. You can be given the tools and keys, but if you don't use them, then you don't get the results. And that's okay too, because you'll be staring at them. They'll be staring at you. You know there's there. They're there. You've heard us say it over and over. You've said it to yourself. You hear it all the time. Reminders are good. Repetition is good. That's how we learn. But the key is to use what we've been given so we can truly build and open the doors to that inner experience, the greater awakening and the knowing of who we truly are as a divine, living, loving essence. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Meditate. What is meditating, though? It's just simply loving. So L-A-F, loving. Really, the meditation is the most direct way to do the loving, to love God. Where's God? Right here. Seat of the soul. The soul is God in expression. It's who you are. We so often talk about your soul and God, and it sounds like we're talking about two different beings. That's the illusion, though. But it's a great first step to awaken to the soul of who you are, to know who you are as a divine child. But then doesn't a child grow up? What does a child grow up into? The child of who we are, a soul, grows up into the beingness and oneness with its creator. That we, a soul, truly awaken that we are one with God. There is no separation, distance, or anything else. Who we truly are is God. And this is simply a path of awakening to that greater truth than knowing in who we are. It's just simply step by step. First step is to awaken beyond the illusions of time and space. Awaken to that divine spark of the God within that we call soul. And then as we have awakened to that first step, then that soul of who we are, that divine spark, begins the greater journey. The journey into the realm of the spirit, where we as soul truly merge into and become one with the Creator, that we awaken to know that who we truly are is God, and there is no distance. There is no separation. It truly all is just simply a state of beingness and oneness, just a movement of pure loving. That's the journey in simplicity. So meditate. That's the first step. That's the loving. That's truly the only step. The other steps called acceptance and forgiveness, those are just to help us out to move into the loving. But if you can do the loving, you don't need the other steps. They're just there to help the mind and the emotions to move back into that state of loving that we can wake up and know the greater truth of who we are. And so it is.
After hearing Brian speak, I don't know if I have a lot to say. It's wonderful for me to hear him opening and moving in that divine flow so well, and to really share in a very direct way the simplicity of spirit and the truth of spirit. And it's important to remember that spirit and the inner journey is a very simple pathway. The mind will do all it can to make it complicated and to add things to it that need to be done and fulfilled. But if you can begin to hold to that simplicity that Brian just shared and keep choosing into that, your inner life as well as your outer life will become easier, will become simpler, will become filled with greater joy, and you'll be able to understand how to live in that loving, apply the loving, manifest the loving in all that you do, inward and outward. The one thing that I have found that's been very interesting for me over the last few months that I've been traveling and reading my emails and going over communications with people is that those people that truly do sit down and do their meditation on a daily basis, they do begin to wake up. They do begin to have the truth of the inner experience, to understand what it is that we're sharing in all these words that we speak and all the things that we do continue repeating over and over. They begin to wake up into that themselves, and they begin to find for themselves the action of loving, acceptance, and forgiveness. They understand the movement of simplicity, the joy of living, and the truth of who they are as divine as they wake more up into that every day in their meditation and in their daily life. And it's also interesting to read the letters of those that are not yet meditating and the struggle and the concern and the fear and the frustration because they keep hearing our words, but they don't know what to do with them. They don't want to apply them. They want to live in their anger still. They want to live in their judgment. They want to live in the separation. And all we can do is to just be a reminder and give permission to everyone, including ourselves, to live in whatever it is we want to live in the moment. It's all okay. There's no wrong way to live your life. There's no right way to live your life. It's called live and become the life that you really are, that living, loving life of God. And so the journey is different for each of us. And in reading these letters, when they are saying, I don't meditate, I don't know how to meditate, I sit and nothing happens, I get frustrated so I stop, I'm still living in my judgments and my fears and so on and so forth, I do my best to just support them in doing just that. Live it to the fullest. Go into it 100%. Don't step back and judge it. Don't hold yourself back from that then. Go into it fully and experience it fully to find out what is the truth there, what is the learning there, what is the opportunity for you as soul to wake up and know that you are a child of God, even in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through. And it's wonderful to all of a sudden get a wonderful letter from someone, and they're all wonderful, but this kind of a letter is wonderful to me, to all of a sudden they go, oh my God, I can't believe all the things you've been saying is true. I finally started meditating. I started to hold on to that which is the words of loving that you speak. And I'm listening to the CDs. I'm listening to things on the web. I'm beginning to meditate every day. And what a difference. Life is becoming simpler. I'm finding what you mean by loving, acceptance, and forgiveness. I'm choosing to be responsible for my actions and my reactions, my thoughts and my feelings. And what a difference it makes. That's why we do what we do and why we share what we do and why we repeat what we do. Because it's only in that that the consciousness finally begins to understand the greater truth and to begin to choose into that. One of the things that I found for myself that was so challenging, and sometimes still is to be still. To be still and know that I am God. It's a wonderful statement. It's a wonderful concept. And it's a wonderful thing to move towards. I am now going to be still and know that I am God. But it's amazing how much we choose not to be still. Not to be still inside of ourselves. And how much we allow the world outside and that which is of the world inside of us, our mind, our emotions, our imagination, and our physical form, to ever get in the way of that stillness, to ever pull us out from that quiet, from that still place, from that loving, and into the complexities of the physical nature. So be patient in all of this. And patience is an action of a disciple, of one who is truly walking the inner pathway. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your meditation practice. Be patient in everything that takes place within you. allow it all and be patient and know that in every moment that you choose to love God first, to put God first, to meditate, in that way, you are beginning to move on a different pathway. In that way, you're beginning to wake up until finally there is that one day where you do realize the truth of that stillness, the truth of that simplicity of spirit inside. It's a gradual awakening. And if you give yourself the opportunity of having that gradual awakening take place, you'll truly begin to understand what the inner pathway, the inner journey, and that stillness is. For it's in that still place that the true divinity resides. And it's in that still place that the divine in you can begin to reveal to you the truth of your own self. That God that dwells within you dwells within the stillness that is the spirit divine. From which you came. You are the stillness. You are the quiet. You are the peace that is God, that resides right here in this creation, in this body. And it's for us to let go of all those things that are not the stillness, that are not the loving, to let go of them and just rise above them. That's what meditation is. It's rising above all those things that are of the world of illusion and allowing ourselves to stand free of them and to begin to realize what is true then.